Blog Talk Radio. Yeshua. Yeshua. Verse 5, offer the sacrifices of righteousness and put your trust in the Lord. There be many that say, who will show us any good? Lord, lift up your light countenance upon us. And when I say countenance, I automatically think face, because faith countenance is your facial expression. Verse 7, thou hast put gladness in my heart, more than in the time that their corn and their wine increase. I will both lay me down in peace and sleep, for you, Lord, only maketh me dwell in safety. I have read to you Psalms 4 in its entirety, verses 1 through 8. I pray that our Heavenly Father will give you understanding to the reading of His Word. Now, sheep, I ask that you pray along with me. You may say your prayer as I will say a prayer. And as always, I will ask that you look to the heavens, because that's where our Heavenly Father is, in my view, supposed to come down. As He went up into the heavens, He will come down from the heavens to us. We are still waiting for that Messiah of old, although He sent His Son, and His Son went up to heaven, and now He's going to come back. Let's pray. Our Father in heaven, thank you, and this is personal, for waking me up, but I'm going to say thank you for waking everyone up this morning and getting us started on our way. All my praise, all our praise and honor goes to you, our Father in heaven. Thank you for bringing me as well as other people out of unpleasant situations they had gotten involved. Thank you for keeping natural and chemical disasters away from Detroit, Michigan, your blessed city. Thank you, Father, for allowing us, your lost sheep, to have sane, sound mind with excellent health. Thank you, Father, for bringing us back, restoration, for restoring us, bringing us back to your covenant. Hallelujah. I ask you, people, to watch what is going on in the world news. And I thank you, and I bless you and honor you for bringing us back in unity, as Psalms 133 has said. And when I'm saying us back in unity, I'm talking about us black people in the United States who are your servants, as well as anyone else who wants to serve you. I say this prayer in Yeshua's name, also known as Jesus Christ. Amen. I would like to say condolences, or send my condolences to the family of Dr. Kiva Lorraine Weatherspoon. She was a great soldier, in my view, as well as to a young man in the neighborhood. I should say Dr. Ayana, for Kiva Lorraine Weatherspoon. There was a young man in our neighborhood who was homeless, and he was, I'm told, had been found frozen, and I pray that you will take care of him, our Father. And when we come into power, when you come into power, please do not let any of your people suffer from not having heat or not having the things that they need in order to survive. Now, see, I want us to go to Luke chapter 5. That's where I'm going to start reading today from. And I pray that you will allow me to introduce myself. This is the Feed My Sheep show. I am Sandra Harris, your host. Happy Sabbath, everyone. The only day that is Saturday in the Bible that tells you to keep holy and rest. You'll find that in the 10th commandment. If you read Exodus chapter 20, I think it starts at verse 3, the Ten Commandments, that is. And you can also find the Ten Commandments in the book of Deuteronomy, chapter 5, verses 7 through 21. I also say that Sabbath is observed starting Friday evening and ending Saturday evening. I read from the King James Version of the Bible. And most of my sheep who listen to me know to have your three P's handy, that they are your pen, paper, and pencil. You might want to pencil write down something that I have said or certain verses that I have said before I began reading. From the book of Luke, chapter 5. I just want to mention that over maybe a week or two or so ago, I heard this Adumian pastor saying that we're no longer under the law. And he was citing Galatians, chapter 3. And I'm thinking, I teach differently. We are under the law. You know, the letters, I do not agree with all of the letters that Paul wrote. So I try to stay away from Paul's letters, although in some of the letters he does say some confounding things. But in Galatians chapter 3, and I think it's verses 9 through 13 that this Idumean, Edomite, or white man was referring to. And he was saying that we are no longer under the law. And the only thing that I could think of that we don't have to do under the law is have those animal sacrifices. We don't have to kill animals any longer. Jesus redeemed us. And maybe that's what he was trying to say, as well as Paul. But we are, in fact, under the law of God. Jesus tells us, and now I'm running off from Scripture and trying to say something by heart, but I think it's in Matthew. I'm trying to turn to the book of Matthew, and that is in the New Testament, chapter 5. And it says that, again, I'm trying to find Matthew chapter 5, and where it says, I'm looking at it now. I hope I'm in the right place where it reads, "Whosoever therefore shall break one of the least commandments and shall teach men so shall be called least in the kingdom of heaven. But whosoever shall do and teach them," that is the law, "the same shall be called great in the kingdom of heaven." So I teach we are not followers of Paul. Paul also says that he came for the heathens or for the Gentiles. And perhaps that's why Idumean Edomite or white pastor was reading that you're not under the law. But if you're followers of Christ, you are under the law. Now, having said all of that, let me get into the reading of our lesson today, where it is called Four Fishermen Called as Disciples. Let's read Luke chapter 5, starting at verse 1. And I pray that our Heavenly Father will allow me to read all of Luke chapter 5 today. And it starts reading, it says at verse 1, and it came to pass that as the people pressed upon him, that him is Jesus, to hear the word of God, he stood by the lake of Gennesaret and saw two ships standing by the lake, but the fishermen were gone out of them and were washing their nets. And he entered into one of the ships, which was Simon's, and prayed that he would thrust. Thrust means to push or shove out a little from the land. And he sat down and taught the people out of the ship. Sometimes I have begun to believe that our Jesus sat down and taught many people. You know how you see a lot of preachers standing up at the podium today, preaching, or standing behind the podiums preaching. I believe that Jesus, as he is doing in his ship, in this reading, sat down and taught the people out of his ship. Verse 4, when he had left speaking, he said unto Simon, launch out into the deep. Launch out, that means to go out into deeper waters and let down your nets for a draught. A draught means a load of fish. And Simon answering said unto him, Master, we have toiled all the night and have taken nothing. Nevertheless, at your word, I will let down the net. And when they had done this, they enclosed a great multitude of fishes. I used to always think that fish was single and did not have the ES on it, but perhaps I was wrong. Then again, maybe I will go back to one of my English books and look in there and see. Verse 6, let's read that again. And when they had done this, they enclosed a great multitude of fish in their net, and they beckoned unto their partners, which were in the other ship, that they should come and help them. And they came and filled both ships, so that they began to sink. When Simon Peter saw it, he fell at Jesus' knees, saying, depart from me, for I am a sinful man, O Lord. For he was astonished. Astonished means amazed at all that were with him. Excuse me, let me read that again. For he was astonished and all that were with him at the draught. The draught means a load of fishes which they had taken. And so was also James and John, the sons of Zebedee, which were his partners with Simon. And Jesus said unto Simon, fear not, from henceforth, that is, from now on, you shall catch men. Verse 11, And when they had brought their ships to land, they forsook all and followed him. And it came to pass, when he was in a certain city, behold, a man of leprosy, and a person with leprosy is a person that has a disease that's usually in the muscles that causes weaknesses and other type damage to the body. Let me start reading at verse 12 again. And it came to pass, when he was in a certain city, behold, a man full of leprosy, who, seeing Jesus, fell on his face and besought. Besought means to ask or beg him, saying, Lord, if you will, you can make me clean. And he is Jesus, put forth his hand and touched him, saying, I will, be you clean. And immediately the leprosy departed from him. Verse 14, and he charged him to tell no man, but go and show yourself to the priest and offer for your cleansing, according as Moses commanded, for a testimony unto them. So much the more went there a fame abroad. Abroad means overseas or everywhere, of him, that is, of Jesus. The him is Jesus. And a great multitude came together to hear and to be healed by him of their infirmities. Infirmities are diseases as well as illnesses. Verse 16, he withdrew himself into the wilderness and prayed. And it came to pass, let me read verse 17 again. And it came to pass on a certain day, as he was teaching, that there were Pharisees and doctors of the law. Doctors of the law are scribes sitting by, which were, and let me tell you, scribes are interpreters of the law of Moses as well as the prophets. That were Pharisees and doctors of the law. And Pharisees are those who criticize Jesus for keeping the laws of Moses as well as the laws of the prophets. They were criticizing Jesus. They criticized Jesus. Let me start at verse 17 again. And it came to pass on a certain day, as he is Jesus, was teaching, that there were Pharisees and doctors of the law sitting by, which come out of every town of Galilee and Judea and Jerusalem. And the power of the Lord was present to heal them. And behold, men brought in a man which was taken with palsy. And palsy, there are different kinds, but they usually paralyze all of them. All the different kinds of palsy usually paralyze that person. And they besought means to bring him in and to lay him before him. The him is Jesus here. Verse 19, and when they could not find by what way they might bring him in because of the multitude, they went upon the housetop and let him down through the tiling, which with his couch, was it, that's his bed, into the midst before Jesus. So a certain portion of the roof off that was made of tiling and let the man down before Jesus. Verse 20, and when he saw their faith, he said unto him, man, thy sins are forgiven. And the scribes and the Pharisees began to reason, saying, who is this which speaketh blasphemies? Who can forgive sins but God? And the blasphemies that they are saying that Jesus is speaking, that is language that is disrespectful unto God. And they are in their minds thinking that who can forgive sin but God? And they think that what he has said, your sins are forgiven, blasphemous, but that is not. Verse 22, but when Jesus perceived, it means becomes aware of their thoughts. Jesus become perceived their thoughts. He answering said unto them, what reason you in your heart, whether it is easier to say your sins be forgiven you, or to say rise up and walk? But they, verse 24, but that you may know the sons of men, that the Son of Man has power upon earth to forgive sin, he said unto the sick of palsy, I say unto you, arise, take up your couch, that is your bed, and go into your house. And immediately he arose before them and took up that whereon he lay and departed to his own house, glorifying God. He was honoring Jesus. And here he said, this is glorifying God. So he's calling Jesus God. But God, Jesus is not God. He is the Son of God. He's one of the sons of God. Verse, and why do I say one of the sons? Because if you read in Job chapter 1 through 5, it says, and the sons of God came. And one of the sons that came was the devil. I'm thinking that one of the sons of God is the devil. So let's pick up reading at verse 26. Verse 25, he ended glorifying God. The young man, the man in a palsy, was honoring God by glorifying him. Verse 26, and they all were amazed, and they glorified God, and were filled with fear, saying, we have seen strange things today. Verse 27, and after these things, he went forth and saw a publican named Levi. A publican is one who collects taxes. A publican named Levi sitting at the receipt of custom, and he said unto him, follow me. And he left all, rose up, and followed him. And Levi made him a great feast in his own house, and there were a great company of publicans. Remember, publicans are tax collectors, and of others that sat down with them. But the scribes and Pharisees murmured against his disciples, saying, why do you eat and drink with publicans and sinners? And Jesus answering and said unto them, they that are whole need not a physician, but they that are sick. I came not call the righteous, but sinners to repentance. And you know, repentance means to change, have a change of mind from whatever things that you're doing. You are to stop doing those if you know that they are out of God's will or context. Verse 33, and they said unto him, why do the disciples of John fast often and make prayers, and likewise the disciples of the Pharisees, but yours eat and drink? So the Pharisees' disciples have disciples, and you know the Pharisees, they criticized Jesus for keeping Moses' laws and the laws of the prophets. So they're teaching people to be dangerous. They're teaching people to be Pharisees. Verse 34, and he said unto them, can you make the children of the bridegroom fast while the bridegroom is with them? But the days will come that the bridegroom shall be taken away from them, and then shall they fast in those days. So here I'm understanding that Jesus is calling himself the bridegroom. And verse 36, and he spake also a parable unto them. A parable is a short story, if I can remember. And unto them, he's saying, no man putteth a piece of new garment upon an old, if otherwise, then both the new maketh a rent. A rent is a tear. If otherwise, then both the new maketh a rent, and the piece that was taken out of the new agreeth not with the old. And no man putteth new wine into old bottles, else the new wine will burst the bottles and be spilled, and the bottles shall perish. But new wine must be put in new bottles, and both are preserved. Preserved means to be kept or protected. No man also having drunk old wine straightway desires new, for he said, the old is better. We finish reading Luke chapter 5, and I don't know how much time I have left. I'm thinking that I have maybe a few minutes left. So I want to pick up reading where I had once told you that I would read the commandments to you. And I started reading, and I left off at commandment number 5. And I want to start reading at number 5. And if I have time, I will go back over at the beginning of the chapter of the commandments. I'm reading from Exodus chapter 20, verses 3 through 17. And I'm going to pick up at the fifth commandment, although the fourth commandment is very important. It tells you to remember the Sabbath day, to keep it holy. You know, so most preachers go to church or have church on Sunday. You're doing wrong according to, you're following man's rule. You're not following God. And that's why I disrespect many of the churches that are open on Sunday. And I try not to go to any church that's open on Sunday, unless I go maybe there on a Saturday to some type of program. Verse 5 of the Ten Commandments, honor your father and your mother, that your days may be long upon the land which the Lord your God giveth you. So there is a reward for honoring your mother and father. 6, you shall not kill, so do not have abortions, even though our law says that you can have an abortion for a certain length of months, and you shall not kill. A birth begins at inception, so don't kill. The 7th commandment, thou shalt not commit adultery, that is, be faithful to your spouse. Husbands, do not cheat on your wife. Wife, do not cheat with another person on your spouse, on your husband. The 8th commandment is, thou shalt not steal. The 9th commandment is, thou shalt not bear false witness against your neighbors. That's, do not lie on your neighbors. The 10th commandment is, you shall not covet, or covet means be envious of your neighbor's house. You shall not covet or be envious of your neighbor's wife, nor his manservant, nor his maidservant, nor his oxen, nor his ass. That is, an ass is a donkey, nor anything that is your neighbor. Now, let me go back to the 1st commandment. It says, you shall have no other gods before me. So do not put your car or any man-made thing above God, even though some of us will. You put your family, maybe your family should come second, but it is in high esteem with God. You put God first. The 2nd commandment is, thou shalt not make unto yourself any graven images or anything like, or of anything that is in heaven or that is in the earth beneath or that is in the water underneath the earth. You shall not bow down yourself to them nor serve them. For I, the Lord your God, am a jealous God, visiting the iniquities. Iniquities are sins of the fathers. And this is why, one of the reasons why we are in bondage today, because our fathers are sinned against our Heavenly Father upon the children for the 3rd and 4th generations of them that hate me, and show mercy unto thousands of them that love me and keep my commandments. So that's the 2nd commandment. The 3rd commandment is this: you shall not take the name of the Lord your God in vain. Vain means uselessness or worthlessness. For Yahweh, for the Lord will not hold him guiltless that taketh his name in vain. So you will not be held guiltless. You will be guilty if you take God's name in vain. The 4th commandment, very important, that pastors seem not to keep at all that go to church on Sunday. Remember, the 4th commandment says, remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. 6 days shall you labor and do all your work, but the Sabbath day is the Sabbath. And if you don't know the Sabbath day, Saturday is the Sabbath day of the Lord your God. In it you shall not do any work, nor your son, nor your daughter, nor thy maid servant, nor thy thou manservant, nor your maid servant, nor your cattle, nor any stranger that is within your gate. For in 6 days the Lord has made heaven and earth, the sea, and all that in them is, and rest the seventh day. Wherefore the Lord blessed the Sabbath day and hallowed it. Hallowed means made it holy. So those are the 10 commandments that I have read. Do I still have time? Well, yes. Well, let's have a closing word of prayer. Our Father in heaven, we are lost sheep. Thank you for all the things that you do for us, especially your constant protection from the evil one, and for bringing in remembrance or restoring us as to who we are, to letting us know that we are the children of Israel and that our identity has been stolen. But we thank you for bringing that restoration back to our remembrance, as well as to the world knows who we are. And we are just finding out who we are. In Yeshua's name, I say this prayer. Not only that, let me add, forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors, and lead us not into temptation. I say this prayer in Yeshua's name. Amen. Remember, sheep, to take our Heavenly Father with you everywhere you go. And if it is God's will, I will be back with you next Sabbath. That's found like in James, the 4th chapter, verse 1, if it's God's will. Because we do not know if we will live in the next 10 minutes. So if it's God's will, I will see you next Sabbath. However, before I go, I want you to get this book, How to Eat and Live Longer, by Dr. Reginald Eaty. Go to www.eatandliveelonger.com. That's the book, Eat and Live Longer.com. Also, I pray you to go to Amazon.com and purchase my books. My books are for, they are readings. My books are not religious books or not biblical books. They are for you to read. I have a children's book called The Broken Plant, and I have other books, The Passing and The Unseen. They are for everyone to read, and they all, purchase all three of them today if you have e-readers. Go to Amazon, purchase my book. I will appreciate it. No one has purchased any book of mine of late, but I pray that you will.
Father,
my books are fiction. That's what they are. Remember,
help your children. Let them fall by the side.
You're watching over us
on the road.
I see what's going on in the world, dude. You're cleaning
Keep
out
them.
You're honoring your God. You're cleaning out those
to love one another.
Thank you.
That heaven might find
Thank you.
A place in their heart. Down, and I know he lies forever.
we've got to walk on. Walk on through temptation, 'cause He loves and is with.